Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
Hey guys, welcome to Showmance. Happy Thanksgiving. Before we get to the episode, we have a deal for you from Tamara Melon, the new luxury footwear brand from the co-founder of Jimmy Choo. Tamara Melon is redefining luxury and breaking all the rules with shoes that are handcrafted in Italy in the same factories as other luxury designers. Just go to tamaramelon.com/showmance for $100 off your first pair through the end of December. Use Showmance at checkout. Their fit quiz makes it easy to find your size based on other brands you wear. I got one of the best-selling heels. They are gorgeous. I'm obsessed. They come in this gorgeous box. I wear them all the time. I literally put them on out of the box and didn't take them off. So there are no retailers, ladies. They deliver directly to you and they provide complimentary shoe care with every purchase. Everything is guaranteed with repairs up to 2 years, and they have incredible customer service that you can chat with on the phone. Real live people. Free shipping and returns, and no limit to when you can return. 0% financing available through Affirm, because luxury shouldn't be exclusive. Do not miss out. Some of the celebrity fans of Tamara Melon include our friend Gwyneth Paltrow, Michelle Obama, Zoe Saldana, and of course, Jenna Ushkowitz. So shop tamaramelon.com/showmance for $100 off your first pair through the end of December. Use Showmance at checkout. That's TAMARAMELLON.com/showmance.
Sometimes an on-screen romance can lead to an off-screen showmance.
How romantic.
Join former Glee stars and best friends Kevin McHale and Jenna Ushkowitz as they interview other dynamic duos and share stories about the highs and lows of friendship.
She's my best friend. I love you.
Right here on Showmance with Kevin and Jenna.
Welcome to Showmance. I'm Jenna Ushkowitz.
I'm Kevin McHale.
There's a delay because, Kevin, where are you?
I'm in London.
Oh, my goodness. How are you doing? I haven't seen your face in so long.
I'm very homesick.
Yeah.
I have to admit.
Aww.
It happened like this week. I'm homesick. I'm going to miss Thanksgiving for the first time in my entire life.
That's big. That's really big.
That's very big. Something I don't hear very often.
Are you going to get Thanksgiving in London?
Yes, I texted a couple of my American-ish friends to see if they're doing something. So I think I'm going to have a Thanksgiving dinner. And there's also like a Thanksgiving event a clothing brand is putting on. So I will also go to that because I'm trying to source as much stuffing and turkey as possible.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. You know, I'm not. It's my favorite holiday because we can just eat. So I'm definitely not going to let it go to waste. And there's so many Americans in London that I know I'll be able to find some places to go.
Because the UK does not have a Thanksgiving, correct?
They do not. No.
Blasphemous.
Well, I mean, Thanksgiving is partly, you know, when the old Brits were coming over to America. So,
well, exactly. Kevin, what are you thankful for this year?
I'm thankful for you and Steve.
Steve just put his hands over his face.
Oh, it's so good to hear guys' voices.
Oh, we miss you. Come back.
I'm thankful. I have very good friends. I have very, very good friends and a great dog and a great boyfriend. And my family was out in London, and that was great. That was, I think, very big for my parents to fly over here. So thankful for the family. Jenna, what are you thankful for?
That's really cute. Pretty much the same stuff. My dog, my boyfriend, my friends, you guys especially. I feel like this was a hard year for everybody. You know, the political climate, you know, finding jobs.
Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, having a support system makes that all that much easier and better to do a year with.
Amen. Thankful for impeachment.
Thankful for impeachment. I also just spilled water all over my lap. Thanks, Steve. Steve just brought napkins in. He's just running back and forth. Wanted him to run a marathon this morning before it was 9 a.m. What time is it there, Kevin?
It is 5:17 p.m.
Weird. Well, we're going to do a whole X Factor episode, so I'm not really going to ask you questions about X Factor on this episode.
Great.
I just wanted this to be a thankful episode.
Yeah.
What? It's weird, though, because you're not, like, nobody has off that day, right? Like, the world still happens. Like, the day still goes.
Because I was hitting up some friends. And I'm like, hey, what are you doing? I was like, oh, wait, you have an office job and we'll be at work because everything is just still happening here. And also, it's a strange time to break a tradition that I've had for forever. Thanksgiving was my absolute favorite holiday. But my favorite part of it was I took over making the turkey a couple of years ago. And
what are they going to do without you?
Well, so this is a weird year for my entire family for a number of reasons. To get a little serious, so we would have Thanksgiving at my brother's house, and I'd be in the kitchen usually with all the women and my sister-in-law's mother, who is the best, and she recently passed away. And so she and I were always like the best. We were Thanksgiving cooking buddies, and she made this because we're not Southerners in my family. I'm the only one born in Texas. My whole family's from New England. So we'd make a very traditional New England Thanksgiving meal.
Right.
And then they would make like super Southern things. They had this like, I want to say like jalapeno or pepper corn casserole thing.
Yeah, that sounds about
right. That was so good. It was so good. And she would try to get out of making it every year, and we would revolt and be like, you have to make this every year.
Right.
And so I think, you know, to sort of break up the tradition, because Thanksgiving was so special to that, you know, to our group of people. So my brother and his wife and their family, they're going somewhere else. Hmm. So then, and I'm not there for the first time. My other brother is going to be, he's working at Boston University, so he's going to be in Boston. So it's my parents and my sister and all her kids. So I don't know what they're going to do without us.
Oh my God.
Abandoned them. And I think, you know, it's going to be weird. But maybe it will make us even more thankful to be together, hopefully, next year.
Exactly. You won't miss it 2 years in a row if you can help it.
Exactly. What are you doing, Jenna?
Well, I have a similar situation where my family, you know, I usually don't go home for Thanksgiving, but my sister-in-law's family usually is there with my parents and my brother in New York, and they're not going to be there this year, so it's just going to be my parents and my brother and the kids, which is hilarious. So they're kind of on their own as well, so I've abandoned them. We're doing a Friendsgiving, so we have three Thanksgivings this year. We did one on Saturday. We have actual Thanksgiving, which this will air to the Happy Thanksgiving, and then we have one on Sunday. So thrice the stuffing.
Lucky you.
And I made the stuffing this year.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you do your stuffing?
Breakfast sausage and chicken broth and celery and onions.
Is it a very moist stuffing or is it dry?
Yeah, well, I made it with eggs the last time and that was a bad choice because it made it a little dry. I want a moist stuffing for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Moist.
It's a hard balance because you don't want it to be like soggy, but you definitely don't want it to be like cardboard.
No, exactly. And the eggs was too binding. It was a bad choice. I don't know what I was thinking. But I remember the year we were on set and shooting Glee, and we were doing the Christmas episode, but we were working so late that most of us missed our flights home on that Wednesday night. Everybody was freaking out. It was like an uproar because everybody's like, I'm going to have to change my flight. I'm going to miss my flight. I think you had a midnight flight. Yeah. And it would be like, are we all going to go home for Thanksgiving this year?
Yep.
I think we made it, but I remember cutting it close.
I remember that one specifically because I took a picture of Becca. I don't know why, but I just remember that. We were outside at Bernstein High School, I think, right?
We were doing the food kitchen one that year.
Oh, that's – yes. Oh, yeah. That was that one.
Yeah.
That was also the year.
Yeah.
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 That was great.
Yeah.
I did make my flight.
Some people didn't, though. I think maybe Cord missed his flight.
Yeah, I don't think he did. Yeah, because there were so many flights to Dallas that I was lucky. And I got the latest one intentionally knowing the risk of, you know, working on the show.
Right. I mean, it's better to be safe than sorry. I'm coming for you, mashed potatoes.
We were all losing our mind.
Yeah, it was brutal. I mean, everybody just wanted that break. And then to think that we might miss our flights and not get home for the long weekend is pretty depressing when you really get no time off, you know?
Well, because it's not like, I'll just book another flight where, especially in L.A., nobody's from L.A.
Right.
And so everybody's flying out of town.
Right.
All the flights are oversold. And so getting another flight would have been impossible.
So busy. Isn't it the busiest day of the year, a flying travel day of the year is the day before Thanksgiving?
I think it's either the day before Thanksgiving or the Sunday after.
Oh, well,
coming back.
Probably both.
Yeah.
Gobble, gobble, before we keep going. Hey, ladies, listen up. We have a deal for you from Lola. They're a female-founded company offering a line of organic cotton tampons, pads, liners, and all-natural cleansing wipes. Unlike other major brands, Lola products are 100% natural and easy to feel good about. No BS, mystery fibers, or doubts on what's going on in your body. So right now, for 30% off your first month subscription, visit mylola.com and enter showmance when you subscribe. I love that they deliver right to your door. They have a well-designed and discreet box. Again, they're specifically customized for you and your needs. Lola offers complete transparency about the ingredients found in their tampons, pads, liners, and wipes. Their products are 100% organic cotton with no added chemicals, fragrances, synthetics, or dyes. Lola's subscription is fully customizable. You can choose your mix of products, mix of absorbency, number of boxes, and frequency of delivery. You can change, skip, or cancel your subscription at any time. And for every purchase, they donate feminine care products to the homeless shelters across the U.S. I love that. Again, for 30% off your first month subscription, visit mylola.com and enter showmance when you subscribe. Hey guys, thank you so much for listening to Showmance.
Make sure you go to the episode description and check out all our sponsorship deals.
Our sponsors are the reason Showmance is completely free to download.
And they can hook you up with great deals on stuff you love, stuff you need, and cool gifts for your friends and family.
Now back to Showmance with Kevin and Jenna.
Okay, I have a game. I have a game for you.
Yes.
This is thanks versus no thanks. And this is from, I found this on Trend Spotter online and Vogue.com. All these different fashion trends that happened this year. And I want you to tell me if you're thankful for it or not thankful for it.
Oh, I love this. Yeah, let's do this.
Okay. Thanks versus no thanks. Put a stinger in.
Thanks or no thanks.
All right. Bike shorts with t-shirts.
I mean, if you're getting your thighs out, I'm thankful. Like, get your thighs out.
Okay. Okay, Kevin's thankful for bike shorts. Ankle bracelets.
I'm thankful for thighs.
Oh, my God. Chicken thighs? Turkey thighs.
All the thighs.
Ankle bracelets.
Ooh. Ooh, that's tough. I mean, that's dependent on your ankle. Like, you know how some people,
Cankles.
It also depends, like, what are you putting on your ankle?
Yeah.
Is it a big chunky thing or is it thin and, like, sort of classy? Ooh, that's rough. I'm just going to say no thanks. Just avoid it altogether.
Okay. All right, cool. I'm with you on that one. Puffy shoulders.
I think if you're, like, the 0.001% of the population, yes, but otherwise, no thanks.
Oh, you're no thanks. Okay. I thought you'd like
that
one. No, I thought you would like that one.
I do. I mean, I love people going for it in fashion generally, but I just think it's hard to pull off. So, like, if you nail it, I'm very thankful.
Yeah. Very few people.
Like an ankle bracelet, good luck.
Okay. Bucket hats.
No thanks.
I'm with you. Animal prints.
All the thanks. Mix and match all the animal prints.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. Okay.
What are you?
Animal prints, I'm like, don't mix and match them, but I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I mean, don't, if you have like one really good something that has an animal print.
Like a leopard, spotted shirt or skirt is okay. No zebra.
I have leopard print Adidas shoes that
I
love.
I like those. I'm okay with that. Vans have a cool leopard print shoe that I like. I don't have them, but I like them. Okay. Boiler suits, which, a.k.a. a jumpsuit.
I mean, I just bought one last week. You'd be very proud of me. So, yes. That's also like a Jenna Ushkowitz classic.
100%.
Like, you rock a f***ing... Oh, shoot. Sorry.
Are you rusty? Are you a rusty podcaster at this point?
I'm so rusty. You rock like a jumpsuit or a onesie better than anybody.
Thank you.
And I was inspired, and I bought one the other day, and I wore it 3 days in a row.
Yes.
It is the most comfortable thing in the entire world.
So proud. I love them. They are the comfiest things. That's why I wear them. They're called, in the UK, where you are at right now, they're called play suits.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, somebody told me that. Suits. And I was like, yeah. Okay, two more.
I like that.
Two more. Lavender tones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm about it.
Yeah.
Feels like
lavender
Easter.
All day, every day.
Yeah. You smell it. You wear it.
It's classy. It's almost like a neutral, but with a little flavor.
Okay, last one, Kevin. Shrunken bags.
Like Lizzo had on the...
Yes, 100%. That's exactly what I was going to say.
No.
What?
You like them?
Mm-hmm. I love them. I think they're very funny.
I do think they're funny. I think Lizzo did it right.
Yeah. I mean, only her. She can. Yeah.
Like, outside of a red carpet, what is the point?
I just want to do it all the time. I think it's really funny. I want to buy a cheap one, so I'm not actually buying an expensive one. I think they're really funny because somebody put a meme up of Lizzo's from the AMAs and said, like, please give this an Instagram profile, the bag, an Instagram profile.
Amazing.
And I was like, yes, I would follow that bag.
I mean, I would like a Flat Stanley style with the little thing.
Matt, okay, and then I'm going to add one in because I know that you're going to be thankful for it. Matching colored suits.
Oh, just match everything.
Kevin, what was the – I guess we got to save this for the X Factor episode, but honestly, I'm dying to know who helped you pick out your clothes.
Oh, my! We had the best like wardrobe team, and my boy Sam did all the wardrobe for me. He dressed all the boys.
So
and,
good. So good. So good.
I mean, we'll talk about it more when we do the X Factor one, but he's just great.
So good. Yeah. It's my favorite.
You know I love matching on matching on matching.
I know, and you did it. What about your can we I'm also thankful this year for your earrings.
I am thankful that I got them back as well. And I'm thankful that you're thankful because Austin was very much like, no, don't get them. I don't want to see them. And then the day I got them, he looked at me, he's like, I can't get used to it.
What kind of earring? How many holes do you have now again? And what are in your ears right now?
Well, I reopened. I had two on my left ear that I had previously at the very beginning of Glee.
Okay.
So I reopened those and I put two hoops in them like I used to have.
Okay.
And then I got one on my right earlobe and it's a crescent moon
earring. I love that one. I like that one a lot. I was looking online. Do you know who the Tiny Chef is, Kevin?
Of course I do.
I'm also really, really grateful for Tiny Chef Show and the Tiny Chef this year.
I'm thankful for Bon Appetit and all their online content.
Oh, yeah. Okay, wait, hold on. Listen. Hold on. Wait for it.
Oh, look at this. Oh, I got a note on him. Okay. PC. Thanks for being a buddy. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, Basin. Oh, my goodness. Oh, look at this little box. He was so cute. I just thought, oh, just lift it up right.
I'm obsessed with this little thing. Sorry. I just want to share that with you.
I know you sit at home and like cackle.
I do. I do. And I show everybody. I send the profile to anybody and anybody who will listen.
I'm also thankful for The Crown because I watched all of season 3.
I'm having a hard time attaching myself to the new actors.
I agree, but how far are you in?
I'm very early on.
Okay. It took me, I would say, at least 3 episodes.
Okay, I'm on 2 right now.
Okay, because the first 2, I was like, I love Olivia Colman, but I was like, I don't know.
Same.
And I think it was just like sort of the shock of Claire Foy is how we know this portrayal. of...
For 3 years.
Elizabeth. Yeah, and so I'm like, I don't know. And then I would, by the end of it, I'm all about all of them. I think they are all incredible. And I think Olivia Colman, I don't know what happens, but I think she really gets into, like, she, if you compare them by the end of the season, she does such a good job matching Claire Foy. But
she does.
Aging her up and like it's.
I just have an issue of Helena Bonham Carter from Vanessa Kirby. It's a big leap.
That to me is the biggest leap, but
it is Helena.
Just physically, but I do think it is interesting to see her play something very different.
Yeah. Okay.
To me, because she sort of plays like these odd, crazy characters, and yes, Princess Margaret is a little wild, but she's still part of the royal family and the queen's sister. So it is a much more restrained, classy, sort of subdued performance in a lot of ways, and I really do enjoy that. I also think the dudes this year, the guy who plays Prince Charles is incredible. He's been one of my favorite actors for ages, Josh O'Connell, and he is so good.
Okay, I'm gonna keep going then, because
you'll agree with me. I have no doubts about it.
Okay, I believe you.
Jenna.
Hello.
Okay, hey guys.
So we're doing some fun stuff.
We're recording on our podcast Showmance as we speak, and we're going to be doing a little special thing. And so for all of our, I guess, American followers.
No, everybody has a Thanksgiving.
No, not everybody has a Jenna, not everybody has a Thanksgiving.
Well, Canada has a Thanksgiving.
Okay, but not everybody has a Thanksgiving. Okay, North American followers. We need you to ask us some Thanksgiving tips, something we can help you with for this Thanksgiving.
So,
what you need to cook, are you going to host, all those types of things, recipes, whatever it is, whatever it may be. Do you have any questions? Ponder on that, and we're just going to be here waiting for you.
How many pies? Okay, we've got it. We're live on Kevin's Insta Live, and we're asking people for Thanksgiving advice. People are asking us for Thanksgiving advice. Sorry.
First question is, how many pies is too many pies? Theoretically, I want to say there's no such thing. However,
it depends on how many people you're having.
But also, if you're eating a lot of, like, turkey and whatnot, people don't eat the desserts.
Kevin, people eat pie on Thanksgiving. People love a pumpkin pie.
People at my house, people at our Thanksgiving don't do it, and I'm so disappointed that I eat everything for them.
I think like three pies for like a 12-person dinner is plenty. Go.
How do you avoid family during Thanksgiving?
It's inevitable. You can't.
Or go to a buffet by yourself.
You could do Friendsgiving. And not go home.
Yeah, if you're not living your home. If you're home, that's sort of hard.
Inevitable.
Or get lost. You know, something like that.
Okay.
Should I make pecan pie or pumpkin pie?
Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie, for sure. Bye. Oh, going to my partner's parents for Thanksgiving. Tips on impressing the potential future in-laws.
Great.
This is a great opportunity for you.
Well, it starts with deciding on what you can bring.
Ask what they need, if they're short on some desserts, if they need some of the...
And then you can store buy it and say you put it in a pan and say you cooked it.
Don't feel bad about store buying it. Just present it nicely.
And then you can bring an extra something for the mom or dad. You can bring...
Bring a bottle of something if they drink.
Always ask if you can help in any way. Just ask, do you need help? Where can I help? Where can I, you know, clean up? Where can I help set the table? You just got to offer your services.
But don't be too eager. Just do it.
No. Just say like, okay, so what can I do?
Yeah. And if it looks like they might want the help or bonding time, do it.
Yeah.
I think that's great.
Great.
Celery in your stuffing or no celery in your stuffing?
Celery in your stuffing.
Yeah, it's like a light chop of the celery,
right? No, you won't even know it's there.
Yeah. The little texture. You need a little crunch.
A little chop. You won't even know it's there.
Can you ever eat too much at Thanksgiving?
No.
No, absolutely not. You just take a break. You need to go again.
Oh, the moist maker.
The what did you just say?
The moist maker. This is a Friends reference.
Oh.
Because they do a Thanksgiving episode every year.
How do you deal with the gay cousin if you are the gay cousin? Bitch, you better show the f*** out and bring the best pie you've ever seen or tasted. I don't know. Be undeniable.
Kevin.
What?
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 You gotta give more advice.
Give more?
Yes.
About being the gay cousin?
Yes.
Jenna.
What?
I don't know.
I put him on the spot.
Yeah. Thanksgiving dish you must have besides turkey.
Stuffing.
Stuffing.
Mashed potatoes. Canned cranberry. Creamed onions.
Who?
Corn.
Creamed onions?
Yes, my dad loves creamed onions. They're like the little ones.
I don't know what you're talking about.
In like a creamy sauce. I tried to make them last time and it didn't work out well.
Someone just called you out, Jenna, because you said three pies for a 12-person dinner. Girl, I do three pies for a 4-person dinner. 4-person dinner, yes, absolutely. This person is right. One pie per person.
What?
No, it's a joke.
Oh. I didn't get it.
Jenna thinks every country has Thanksgiving. That's a reminder.
I do not. A lot of places have Thanksgiving.
Oh, do you do games with the family? We do. We play Bananagrams with the family. It's become a tradition for like the past 5 or 6 years because there's so many little kids and they're smarter than all the adults.
That's true.
And so we play Bananagrams and a kid teams up with an adult. And it's been fun.
Games like Celebrity and Charades are best because if it's a big group, you don't need like pieces.
How do I not get stuck at the kids' table? First of all, how old are you? Second of all, get in line early so you get one of those premium spots. Do you not have a line at your Thanksgiving? Like to get in line to get the food? We all line up.
No.
We get hungry.
No.
When's Thanksgiving? November 28th. Are we good?
Yeah.
You want to keep going?
I mean, they're asking.
Yeah, they're asking. Oh, whoa.
Two more, Kevin.
Let me catch up. Two more? Oh, cranberry sauce, bomb or flop?
Bomb if it's canned.
I don't like it, but you got to do it because people love it.
It's a nice, you put a little bit of stuffing, a little bit of turkey, and a little bit of cranberry on the fork, and then you eat it.
Thank you, Jenna.
You're welcome.
Plastic forks are the real deal.
Real deal.
Real deal.
Real deal.
Save the planet. Is it healthy to eat 5 plates of mashed potatoes? No. However,
it is
do
Thanksgiving,
it.
So
yeah. Okay.
Somebody said to me today, you can't undo healthy in one day, but you can't get healthy in one day either.
That's very true. Oh my God! Please make it Thanksgiving dinner with Nicole Byers. That's a great idea.
God,
that's a very good idea.
And Mateo.
Oh my God.
Imagine Italian Thanksgiving.
Thanks for the idea.
Okay, one more.
It's fine. One more question.
Or if we're done, we're done.
Jenna's done.
It's been a long day.
Hudson! Hi!
Hi!
Hudson, don't be anxious. It's wonderful. That's a surprise for everyone later. Sorry, that's separate. Oh, hey, AJ.
Okay,
I think we're just getting distracted now. Sorry. My friends showed up. Thank you for all the Thanksgiving questions.
You guys are the best. And tune in for the segment.
Yeah, on Thanksgiving. Download, stream Showmance on Thanksgiving when you're trying to avoid your family.
Yeah, because you really want to hear our voices on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. This is what you want.
Okay, Kevin, well, happy Thanksgiving, and I hope you have the best UK Thanksgiving there ever was. Maybe you'll start a new tradition for them over in the UK.
Oh, yeah. I'll just be walking down the street with a turkey, handing it out to people.
Can you get in a turkey suit and, like, gobble down the street?
Oh, yeah. For some reason, that sounds great to me. I'll go find one and go march down the street.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone!
Happy Thanksgiving!
Thank you so much for listening to Showmance with us, and get new episodes every Thursday on PodcastOne.com, Podcast One app, or Apple Podcasts. And follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Jenna Ushkowitz.
Follow me on Instagram at Kevin McHale and on Twitter at Druidude. And make sure to subscribe to the show and leave us a nice rating and a 5-star review, of course. And
spread the word.
See you next week.
Bye.
Oh my God.